Action Voice News, the Global Link.
Opposition blames leadership failures for rise in pornographic material. Economist backs $184 million disbursement by IMF to Zambia. And Moroccan humanitarian agency provides support for Palestinian farmers. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Opposition Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka has attributed the increase in production and circulation of pornographic material in Zambia to failed leadership at all levels, including family, church, and the nation at large. Speaking in an interview with RTVE News, Ms. Kateka expressed concern over what she described as a moral and spiritual crisis in the country, stating that the prevalence of explicit content and rising illicit activities, especially among the youth, are indicative of a deeper societal decay stemming from failed leadership structures. There are no boundaries anymore. Anyone can do anything. This points to a collapse in leadership, and it is also a reflection of where we are spiritually as a nation, said Ms. Kateka. She has emphasized that many parents are failing to properly guide their children, while religious leaders are not instilling the spiritual and moral discipline needed in today's society. Ms. Kateka has further criticized civic and national leaders for not fostering a culture that promotes ethical living and national values. She also linked the growing moral decay to high levels of poverty, which she said leaves many young people vulnerable and desperate.
What we are seeing is the failure of leadership at all levels, in the family, in the church, in society, and at national level. Those children making those pornographic materials is an indication of where the nation is at. You understand? It reveals our spiritual state of affairs, which means that as parents, we are not bringing up our children well. As church leaders, we are not instilling the spiritual discipline that we should be disciplined.
Financial expert John Sambaombe has urged communities to exercise strict financial discipline in managing constituency development funds, CDF, and loan grants, emphasizing their crucial role in uplifting vulnerable populations and promoting sustainable economic development. Speaking during an interview on RCV's community forum program themed The State of Financial Management in Zambia, Mr. Sambaombe stressed that financial resources intended for poverty reduction must be managed responsibly. He warned against a cycle of default, stating that such funds should yield tangible results that contribute to long-term economic stability. The community must build confidence by ensuring that these funds are invested wisely, said Mr. Sambaombe. He said supporting government's efforts and creating a return on investment for future generations is key to proper financial management. He further explained that proper financial management at the grassroots level would not only strengthen local economies, but also foster investor confidence, positioning Zambia as a viable destination for financial opportunities where the community needs to be responsible if the country is to fully recover from the economic shocks it has endured.
With us the people, it is a collective problem from the people that grant this facility as well as we the beneficiaries. Sometimes we do take things for granted. We don't plan. We don't have clarity. As long as I can access CDF, I feel entitled that it is readily available, even when I don't have a plan for the money, because it's a loan that I'm getting. So people are not sensitized enough that the money that you're getting is a loan. Even if they are not sensitized, it must not just end at giving that loan.
Economist Kelvin Chisanga has expressed confidence that the recent disbursement of $184 million by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to Zambia will transform the country's economy and bring economic productivity. In a statement issued to RTVE News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chisanga said this move will enhance Zambia's negotiating position with external creditors and boost investor confidence. He is of the view that not only is it a much-needed injection of capital, but a way of strategic endorsement to Zambia's current macroeconomic trajectory. The disbursement will bolster the country's foreign reserves, provide substantial support to the Zambian kwacha, and ease pressure on the balance of payments, stabilizing both inflation and exchange rate volatility in the short to medium term, said Mr. Sanga. Mr. Sanga said there is need to facilitate public financial management, curbing fiscal risk from state-owned enterprises and phasing out costly and inefficient subsidies which have been seen in the fuel sector. He noted that growth cannot be measured by meeting macroeconomic targets alone, but translating the gains into inclusive growth, job creation and poverty reduction for all Zambians. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has welcomed the move by the Defence Force that they will be harvesting 29,600 metric tons of maize for the 2024-2025 farming season. Mr. Banda says this development will ensure that there is food security in the country. Speaking in an interview with RSV News, Mr. Banda stressed that this will position the country as a major exporter to neighbouring countries. This will bring a positive contribution to the economy as it will increase the country's GDP, said Mr. Banda. He is optimistic that the produce will be enough to be stored in the food reserve to accommodate the next farming season.
That feeds into the national requirements, meaning that, you know, the tonnage that the nation has been projecting in terms of what we're going to harvest as a country, it actually, you know, gives a good impetus for making Zambia food secure. And also, I think positioning us for being a major exporter to our neighbors is good for the economy. And it's good for Zambia.
In African news, Morocco's Beit Mao Al-Quds agency has agreed to fund a project aimed at empowering Palestinian farmers in the Al-Quds governorate. The agency recently met with the Ministry of Agriculture in Ramallah, the Palestinian administrative capital in the occupied West Bank. The assistance comes at a critical time for farmers in and around Al-Quds facing challenges to remain on their land and earn enough money. Coming up shortly, 5 killed as Ukraine and Russia trade drone attacks. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 5 people have been killed in overnight strikes in Russia and Ukraine as the two sides continue to trade drone attacks. Ukrainian officials said on Saturday that more than 200 drones and almost 30 missiles were fired by Russia, with most targeting Dnipropetrovsk, where 3 people died. In Russia, Rostov's acting governor said 2 people died in the region after a car caught fire following a Ukrainian drone strike. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Opposition Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka has attributed the increase in production and circulation of pornographic material in Zambia to failed leadership at all levels, including family, church and the nation at large. Economist Kelvin Sanga has expressed confidence that the recent disbursement of $184 million by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to Zambia will transform the country's economy and bring economic productivity. And Morocco's Beit Mao Al-Quds agency has agreed to fund a project aimed at empowering Palestinian farmers in the Al-Quds governorate. For more news, follow us on our social media.